Hello, I'm Will Jason, and I will be discussing hacking the WRT-54G. If you're unfamiliar with the device, it's a Linksys router well known for its customization. What makes it so great is that it runs Linux, with exception to version 5, which I'll talk about in a minute. Linksys released the source for the firmware under the GPL, so many people set out to change the firmware and make it better than what it already was. To get under the hood of the router, it has a 200 MHz processor with 16 MB of RAM and 4 MB of flash. The GS version, though, has 32 MB of RAM and 8 MB of flash. There's different versions of each. All versions of the G, except 5, are customizable and hackable. And this is because version 5 runs VxWorks instead of Linux, and Linksys reduced RAM and flash size in it. All current versions of the GS can be hacked, though. But because of the new OS switch to VxWorks in version 5, Linksys released the L to appeal to those who wish to continue customizing. There's a lot of firmwares out there that upgrade the router and gives it more functionality, but the most controversial was a company in which you had to pay so much a year to access the firmwares they would make. But many people saw this, and it kind of defeated the point of open source. So there are free firmwares out there that are just as good. One of them is DDWRT. It's probably better than what you'd actually pay for. And there's different implementations that can be used. Like, if you're not really wanting anything special, you can use the standard one. But, say if you have a VoIP service, they also offer a VoIP release, and it has added features that you can use along with your VoIP service. The problem, though, it's only really customizable with what is on the firmware, unless you take its source and add more things to it. If you want more flexibility, though, OpenWRT is probably the way to go. OpenWRT is open source and is very highly customizable. It uses the IPKG package management system and allows the router to do a lot of things. If you wanted to do some virtual hosting of a website or run an FTP server, or if you say you bought the GS and you had enough memory, you could probably even fit an asterisk server on it. You really can do almost anything with it, but Linux skill is really required, because if you're not careful, you can really easily brick the router, which if you do that, you have to open up the case and short pins out to get it to access the network again, and it's kind of a pain. Also, OpenWRT doesn't have a web interface by default, but you can download one via the package management system, but I've tried it and it seems kind of buggy. These firmwares have some really good features in them, like quality of service. If you have a VoIP line, that's very handy. They have Chili Spot or NoCat Splash, which watch clients on your wireless interface and can redirect them to and fro to wherever you want. There's other things. There's router customization, like the web page, whether you want it to be red or... But there's a lot of... If you really want to play around with it, there's a lot you can get into. And if you wish to buy a Linksys WRT-54G or GS, you can find them in most stores. However, if you plan to buy a G, make sure you get the correct version. Don't get version 5. But most stores only carry the newer version 5 now, and it's not hackable. Any version of the GS currently will work, though. If you want to download and try DDWRT, go to dd-wrt.com. If you want to try OpenWRT, go to openwrt.org. If you want to ask me any questions, you can email me at willjason@gmail.com. That's willjason@gmail.com. This is Will Jason, and I hope you enjoy listening.